I just want to ask you, do you know why you're here?
No, I don't.
Do you have any idea why you're here?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, we're working on an investigation, and there's a warrant for your arrest, charging a count of murder.
Count of murder?
Yes, sir. So before we get into it, I know I can see right by your expression, you've got a lot of questions to ask us. We got a couple to ask you, too.
Okay.
I'm sure you've seen this on TV 1,000 times. I've got to advise you, and then we'll talk about it man to man here. And that okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have the right to remain silent. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Anything you say may be used against you in court. Do you understand?
Yes.
You have the right to the presence of an attorney before and during any questioning. Do you understand that?
Yes.
You want to sit here and talk to us about that?
Oh, you know what it's about. You know?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, here, I forgot. If you cannot afford an attorney, want to be appointed for you free of charge for questioning. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So, do you want to sit here and talk about the warrant?
Yes.
And what the charges are against
yes.
you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. We have been investigating a murder that occurred in 2007. Okay. And it involves a young lady. And I'm going to ask you, show you a photograph of this young lady and see if you recognize her.
No, I don't.
You've never seen that girl before?
No, I haven't.
Who is that? Is that Peters?
Yes.
All right.
No, I haven't.
Okay, like I said, we've been investigating this since 2007,
mm-hmm.
and you're not down here. We didn't just pick your name out of a hat. I mean, you watch all these little police mm-hmm. shows and CSIs and all that stuff with modern technologies and all that.
Right.
Okay, well, you've been identified to this young lady.
Okay.
Okay, do you understand mm-hmm. that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, do you have any questions about that? Why would you be identified?
I don't know. I don't know. I know a lot of people, but I don't know her.
Okay. All right. So do you know how the... I'm sure you've probably heard about DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, your DNA was identified in relation to this young lady's death.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying. That's what you're telling me, so that's, okay. That's all I can say.
How could that happen?
I don't know.
You have no idea?
I have no idea.
You've never seen this lady before?
No, I haven't.
In your life?
No, I haven't.
Do you have anything you want to ask about her?
No.
Okay, in 2003, this young lady was found killed. Have you ever seen her?
No, I haven't.
You don't know that lady?
No, I don't.
You've never seen her?
No, I haven't.
Mr. Franklin, just like the other one, your DNA was found on this young lady.
Okay.
Is there a way to explain that?
No, it's not.
There's no
way. I don't know this lady. Sorry. Mm-mm.
That's Valerie McCorvey.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Think about it. Think hard. This is very, very, very serious. I mean, you're telling me you watch these shows. I mean, it's like we put your name out of a hat.
No, I don't know her.
Okay. 2002. This young lady was found. Do you recognize her?
No, I don't.
Princess.
I don't.
Never seen her before?
Mm-mm. No.
Mr. Franklin, we're both old guys.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here, and, you know, I'm ready to answer questions of you.
Right.
I'm being upfront with you. And by you telling me that you don't know these people or didn't know any way that your DNA got on their bodies,
no.
You're insulting my intelligence.
I'm sorry, I don't know. I do not know.
Okay. In 1988, this young lady, Alicia Alexander, was found. And again,
my DNA
is all linked to you. Now, Mr. Franco, I mean, you watch these shows. You tell me once, you know, maybe you met the gal and you had a little relationship with her and she turns up dead. You know, maybe a coincidence. I just showed you
four people.
I mean, your coincidences are getting pretty slim, wouldn't you say?
Yes, sir.
I mean, do you have anything to say?
I mean, no, I don't. I don't know the people. I'm sorry.
I mean, how would your DNA get there? What logical reason?
I have no clue. No clue. I mean, I have no clue how my DNA would get there.
Okay. This young lady, Lucretia Jefferson.
No. I don't know her.
Again. Coincidence?
My DNA. I have no idea.
Let me ask you something. Do you know what DNA is?
Yes, the blood, saliva, anything, any body fluids that make contact.
Okay, and it's like a fingerprint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only one person has that DNA.
Okay, so you understand it probably better than I do.
I understand, but I don't know these people. So,
okay.
Yeah, and you got 5 or 6 people here. Well, and
so far.
Yeah.
From me,
Are
you, you go to church?
Yes, I do.
All
right. Matter of fact, I'm supposed to be at church tonight.
Oh, okay.
What church is that?
I go to Greater New Baptist Church.
Where?
Greater New Baptist Church.
Where is that?
In Los Angeles.
What street?
San Pedro.
San Pedro and
Martin Luther King.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been going to that church?
I've been going there for like 3 years, off and on. And I'm a member of the Civil Line and the Hope.
Okay. Where did you go to church before that church?
Well, I was just, I bounced into my wife's church on the corner right there.
What church does she go to?
Jerusalem.
Okay. And do you remember a church that used to be on Normandy? Well, the name of the Cosmopolitan Church, remember that?
Normandy and what?
60th?
No, I don't.
Normandy?
No. I only go to, that's only 2 churches I, you
well,
know.
this is going back in probably the late 1980s.
Okay.
Well, do you remember there?
No, I wasn't.
Did you used to have access to drive their van?
No, I didn't.
Did you know people that went there?
No, I don't.
You're not that far from 60th and Normandy from where you're living.
Yeah, it's around the corner from the park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's not familiar to you, the Cosmopolitan Church.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right, well, I'm just testing your memory here. You're well-versed in DNA.
It's because I buy food right there on... right there, one block before you get to Gage, just a little Mexican spot I get food at.
Well, the church isn't there anymore, but years ago it was there. But I'm very impressed at your knowledge of the DNA, that it's saliva and blood, and it's mm-hmm. only connects to one person in the world. And I mean, even your kids don't have your DNA. You know, they might have your blood type or something, but they don't have your DNA. That's just like they don't have your thumbprint. It's only Mr. Lonnie Franklin that has the DNA makeup that's found on those young ladies right there. So how in God's name is that possible?
I don't know.
No thought. I mean, okay, all right.
Ready? This young lady here, Mary Lowe was her name.
No, I don't know her. She looked like... girl live in Rialto, one of my wife's friends. But her name is I can't get it right now. Her name is, damn, she was called a few weeks ago. I can't let it come to me. But I don't know her.
Okay.
But she is favorite, the same facials.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, That's another one. This young lady here, her name is Bernita Sparks.
Wow, she looked heavy set.
Why?
No, I just said she looked fat. Hmm. Yeah, no, I don't know.
Okay. You ever own any weapons?
Yes.
What kind of weapons?
I have a 22 long rifle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else?
38 revolver.
Okay, what else?
I had a 9mm.
9mm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other handguns?
.22 pistol, .22 revolver.
.22 revolver? Mm-hmm. That's different than the long rifle you mentioned?
Yes, it is.
Did you purchase those in gun shops? Where did you get them on the street?
I purchased a couple of them at gun shops, gun shows.
At gun shows?
Mm-hmm.
And gun shops? Okay.
Western Surplus was down the street. I bought one, but it should be on record. I bought one there.
The .22 long rifle?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said the 9mm?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get that?
The 9mm, I sold it, but I got it out of Texas.
Okay, so you no longer have that gun?
No, I don't.
And you mentioned a 38?
38 revolver.
Okay, where'd you purchase that one at?
I think I got it from my dad.
From your dad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and is that still at the house?
It was stolen, no.
It was stolen?
It was stolen. It was broke into. House was broke into some years ago.
Oh, okay.
And it got stolen.
Do you remember when that was stolen?
See, we stole a car in 88, but they broke into the house in 91.
Mm. And that's a 38 revolver?
I lost two guns.
Okay, what was the other gun?
A .22 pistol.
The .22 pistol, that's different from the long one.
Right.
You're talking about the revolver.
Right. It was a little, you can fit right here in your pocket.
Okay.
A little .22 well, revolver.
And the .22 long rifle, that's, what, a semi? I mean, could you...
It's a Ruger. It was a Ruger.
So it's like a semi-auto?
Yeah. I guess so.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that's why I'm just trying to make the distinction there. And so that's all the handguns you own?
That's it.
You don't own any more handguns?
No more.
What about that .25 caliber there in your closet?
.25 caliber? What is it, a rifle?
No.
.25 caliber. It's a .25 caliber. A pistol?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, over the... that's not mine.
It's not?
No, that's my brother-in-law's. Delroy Lino. He has two. I have two things of his. He got evicted. We just picked up his stuff last week.
What was the other thing you got?
What?
What was the other thing that you got? You said you picked up two things?
Oh, the shotgun.
Where is that at in the house?
That was in my closet.
In the mm-hmm. same closet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't own any other handguns?
No.
Young lady here. Name is Barbara Ware. Never saw her before.
Mm-mm.
No, nothing about her.
Nothing about her. Sorry, I don't.
Again, you know, it's like I told you earlier. I mean, I'm really feeling insulted here because all of these people, and it's like I told you earlier, you mm-hmm. know, I mean, come on, we're grown men here. I'm not playing games with you. I'm laying my cards right here on the table, just like this. I'm laying my cards right here. I'm telling you. Maybe one, I'd say, okay. Two, I wouldn't be going to Vegas if I were you. Because your luck isn't that good. But look at all of these. Your luck is running out fast. And unless you come up with some kind of explanation, I mean, I'm not hiding anything from you. I'm telling you straight up, straight up.
I understand that.
This young lady, her name is Henrietta Wright. Go ahead, take a close look.
No recollection at all.
No recollection, or you just don't
know? I don't know her. Butt ugly, I don't know her.
So, what?
Butt ugly, I don't know her. Sorry, I don't know her.
This young lady, Deborah Jackson. So if I told you you were connected to the deaths of all of these ladies, who do you think Detective Kilcoyne and I would be sitting here looking at? Huh? Mm-hmm. You don't know who we'd be looking at?
Oh, okay. You're looking at me. You're looking at me.
Yeah. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you on that, yes.
I mean, all of these people that you say you don't know, through scientific evidence, are all pointing the finger at Lonnie David Franklin Jr. Sit there and look at their faces, all staring at you, pointing that finger at you. Don't insult my intelligence. Please don't insult. I'm gray haired. I'm going bald. I'm getting close to the end here. I've done this a lot, okay, just like you. You've been around. I respect your experience. You're probably the best mechanic there is out there. You're good at what you do. And we've been doing this for a long time, too. You wouldn't be here if we weren't absolutely convinced that you did this to these young ladies. Give me an explanation.
I have no explanation to give you for something I didn't do.
So you're just saying you just got to run a bad luck?
No, I'm not saying I had to run a bad nothing. I don't know these people.
That you're connected to them? Look at them. They're all staring at you, pointing their fingers. Well, if they could point their fingers, they're looking right at you. There's my cards. There's my deck right there.
Yeah.
I think my hand's a lot better than yours right now, Lonnie. Your bluff ain't cutting it. You a poker player?
No, I'm a poker player.
Good, because I wouldn't be gambling with this either if I were you.
Mr. Franklin, you have a major problem today.
That's what I see.
July 7th, 2010. 25 years ago. You've had this problem for, at least that we're aware of, for 25 years. You creep out, you pick up these young ladies that are out working Western or Figaro or whatever in the middle of the night. You have sex with them, you kill them, and then you dump their bodies in alleys throughout the city of Los Angeles. Most of them near, not too far from your house. There are, you see the number of faces here, that's how many families are affected by this. Families that have been suffering with this for 25 years. Parents, you're a parent, you've got young children, or not young children, but you've got children. What do you think it would feel like to have your little girl murdered, dumped in an alley, and not know how that came to be for 25 years, but somebody left their DNA signature, like their thumbprint, on my little girl. 25 years over a number of these, for 25 years, all the way up until recently, just a couple of years ago, that person continues to leave their DNA thumbprint on all these young ladies who had a life, had families. They may have been out working, they may have had some drug problems, whatever, but they still have loved ones. And that's your little girl. That's your little girl out there, and some guy that's got a problem, he keeps picking them up, having his way with them, killing them, dumping them in alleys like they're trash, but he's leaving his mark. He's leaving his, it's like a dog pissing on a fire hydrant. That's you. You're leaving your mark every single time you do this. Well, now the science has caught up with you. Mr. Franklin, your signature is on every one of these young ladies. There's no denying that. There's no getting out of it. You need to man up and start talking to us why, what in God's name caused this to happen, caused Mr. Lonnie Franklin, when he's not working on a car, when he's not with his wife and children, when he's not driving the trash truck or fixing a police car in a garage somewhere, why he's out creeping at night and he can't control himself, or he just whatever. But how did this happen? These families, just like you would want to know if something happened.
I don't creep at night, my man.
We'll talk about that in a second. But this, we know an awful lot about you, probably much, much more than you realize, especially since the comment you just made that you don't creep at night.
Oh, I have a place where I go. I have a girlfriend.
And where is that?
I guess you know, Buckingham.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Over on Palmyra.
Mm-hmm.
We also know that you cruise Western Avenue looking for whores every night.
Every night, okay.
Or not every night.
Not every night. You were Saturday.
You were out there last night. The cops shine their light at you and you skedaddled on home. You were out there a couple of nights ago, Saturday night.
Oh, I was on. Oh, I saw the cop when he shined his light on me. Uh-huh, I was on 48th and Western.
Okay. Right,
48th and Western, because I pulled over to use my. If he didn't notice, I was using my cell phone.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What was it Saturday?
Saturday?
Out there, 41st and Western.
41st and Western, I was with a friend that night. His girlfriend,
okay, let me stop you right there, because I don't want to hear your bullshit, okay? No, I'm not going to waste my time in here listening to bullshit about us.
I know, I'm not
talking on the phone and this, that, and this, and that. How are you going to explain away your one and only on Earth DNA attached to all these young ladies over a 25-year period?
I can't explain it.
You seen the billboards up on Western Avenue with the reward and all the faces, these faces?
Right here. Oh, you've seen the billboard where there's one right at 91st and Western.
You haven't seen the news over the last several years? You know what the news calls you? You tell me what the news calls you. Well, I know damn well you know.
I mean,
you watch the news at night. You watch TV.
I heard them talk about some guy on the news.
But what do they call him?
What was it? The Reaper?
The what?
The Reaper? Grand Reaper? Something like
that. The Grim Sleeper.
Oh, okay. I know it's something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it on TV. I look at TV.
Well, of course you do.
Yeah, I got TV in every room.
Well, there you go. All right.
Yeah, it is. And I'm
so,
sure
and here we are, sitting here. Paul and Dennis are sitting here having a chat with the Grim Sleeper. And that is Mr. Lonnie David Franklin Jr.
It's not me, my man. Sorry, it's not me.
Okay, then you tell me how all of your DNA got on every one of these gals.
I have no way. I have not a clue.
I know.
I haven't been with these girls. Well, I don't know how my DNA got there.
Well, you're laughing. I mean, this is not a funny.
No, it's, you tell me something like that, you know, it's, you know, I wasn't with them.
Okay, well, then how did your DNA juice get on these bodies?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you watched all these shows. I'm sure you watch all these crime things and about how the modern technologies and the DNAs, and I mean, how does it happen? I mean, it's not, like he said, it's not just something, we didn't pick your name out of a hat. We did not pick your name out of a hat. Just like he says, your signature, your little DNA, all your little markers comes back to all these women that are staring at you right now.
And every one of them has a family, just like you've got a wife and children, and they deserve an answer as to what happened to their little, why did this happen to little girls? And I got to agree with them. I've met with the families many, many times over several years. And some of these people have lived with an unknown for 25 years. And I think you deserve an answer from you. I mean, you're not going to wiggle out of this. There is no way in hell that you're going to wiggle out of this. Your DNA signature is on every one of these daughters here. And you're going to sit here and say, I don't know, and last night I pulled over to talk on the cell phone. I mean, come on.
Lonnie.
I know what I did, because me and my girl, I just left my girl's house, and we were talking, and that's when she called me. I already got one ticket for talking on the cell phone, so I pulled over, and I was talking to her.
You just happened to pull over by a work vehicle.
Whether you did or not is really pretty.
Yeah, that's the minor thing, Lonnie.
I saw a girl out there.
Lonnie.
You can ask her. Did I say anything to her?
Lonnie. That's an issue right now.
That is the minor thing. You have much bigger problems than whether or not you were going to get a ticket for talking on a cell phone in the car. This is your problem, and I guarantee you, Lonnie, we're going to do everything in our power that you never see the light of day outside of a prison again. Do you understand that?
I understand that. But I had nothing to do
with it. You're not going to see Crystal unless you're talking to her through plexiglass windows. You're not going to see Sylvia. You're not going to see...
You've worked on your last car. You know, you've instantly become a billboard celebrity off Western Avenue. And unless you start talking and tell us what happens to Mr. Lonnie Franklin... To cause this to happen, what goes on? And I mean, are you two different people or something? I mean, is there another little side of Lonnie Franklin that we're unaware of that snaps in the middle of the night every couple of years? He goes out and kills somebody.
I haven't killed anybody, so I'm not even tripping on that.
One of these gals has survived. And she's gonna have a grand time sitting in a courtroom looking down at a man that did her some terrible things years ago. You know, these girls, they can't talk, but we got one that can.
Well, they talk. They talk through the evidence that points at you. Lonnie.
Yes, sir.
You're 50. What? You'll be 58 next month, right?
Correct.
You know, like I say, you're not going to be getting out. I mean, now is the time to sit there so that at least us and the twilight of our careers can go back to these family members with an explanation. Don't you think they're owed that? Wouldn't you be owed that if someone was showing a picture of Crystal?
Yes.
That's what they deserve. You're done. The life as Lonnie Franklin knew it is over.
You've gone to your last pizza party down at Buena Park. You've trolled Western Avenue for the last time. You've seen fireworks for the last time. Your lady friend at Buckingham and King, you've seen her for the last time.
You think once you're locked up, they're really going to care where Lonnie is? They're going to move on with their lives, as well they should. They're going to be tainted as being relatives of the Grim Sleeper. Their lives, your own family's lives, are going to be changed tremendously after today.
I know you're a gentleman, and I can tell by talking to you this morning and when we met you out at the house earlier, and I know that you have a conscience, and you have a soul, and you inside have a problem, and that problem has caused all of these tragedies to happen. But along the way, you left your mark, and I'm sure that wasn't by design that you left your mark. But like I said earlier, science in 2010 has caught up with something that you did in 1985, 1986, 1987, 1988, 2002, 2003, 2007. All of these years that have gone by finally as probably a blessing to you, science has finally stopped what Lonnie Franklin inside can't control. And that's what brought us to today. And I know that you're an intelligent man, that you have a conscience, that you have a soul inside, and that I think you want to tell us. You want to tell these family members of these young ladies that can't talk anymore that you're sorry and that you just don't know how this happened, but I don't know. You gotta open up and tell us. I mean, we don't have all of the answers yet, but we're working on it. So what's the deal, Dublani?
There's no deal. I mean, I don't know any of these people. I'm sorry.
I'll give you that. Maybe you don't remember their faces. So if these were all the same young black female face of your daughter, and every one of them has your DNA juice on their body that only belongs to you, how does that happen? How did that? I agree. You probably don't know their names. You probably wouldn't remember them if they came up to you the next day after you had sex with them or whatever. You picked up trash for a living in alleys. But you're dumping them like they are trash. You're disposing of these young ladies with in the alley or in the trash bin, and then you're piling stuff on top of them, and they're trash to you. And so it's just, I mean, how do you get there in your brain? How does that happen? It's just without something inside you that's causing you some terrible, terrible struggle going on inside the body that's of Lonnie Franklin that's leaving all this juice everywhere. I mean, this isn't something that your neighbor did or your son did or your uncle or brother-in-law. This is something you did. Talk to us, Lonnie.
I have nothing to say on that. I don't know none of these people. And
you think that's just going to make it go away?
No, I didn't say it was going to make it go away. I just had to get an attorney because I didn't know none of these people. So simple as that. I had to get an attorney.
All right. I don't know what else to say.
It's all going through his head right now, man. He's just looking at his future, thinking of his past, and what has he done?
Well, he guesses he wants an attorney now, so.
okay, Lonnie, this is what's going to happen. You're going to be arrested for murder. You have 10 counts of murder filed against you, along with an attempt murder on a young lady that was survived. You're going to be taken down to the court. You'll be arraigned tomorrow. And then just stand by.
When they book you this afternoon, there's a search warrant going on at your house right now. There's police, people, a lot of different people searching your home right now. And it also added on the search warrant is some things from your body. They're going to take a little blood from you. They're going to take a swab from your mouth, and that's by order of the court. So as on the booking process, that's going to take place as well. Okay? So that's all. We respect your request to have an attorney, and that's that. So... Any questions?
No, no questions.
All right.
Okay, wait, we're not done yet. You told about the search warrant?
I did.
Okay. As part of that search warrant that was signed, we're going to collect some of your saliva.
Blood, saliva.
But okay, so they're bringing over the little swabs. We'll take care of that. And then we'll have to take them over and booked.
I'm going to check on what the other thing going on. Okay, am I going to take care of this?
Yeah, let me talk to you outside.